The ranger Jean-Marie Sisungu Kazungufu was kidnapped in 2005 from his post at the Kahuzi-Biesia National Park in eastern DRC. Last week, he emerged from the forest battered and exhausted after an 8-day escape on foot. Samantha Newport works with Wildlife Direct, an organization that helps rangers in the DRC. She says Kazungufu made a break for freedom when he became convinced he would be killed.
Just recently, last week, he managed to make a daring escape following an opportunity whereby he'd been very badly beaten and he believed that he was going to be killed. So he made a desperate run for it. After 8 days of roaming the forest, came across roadblocks and was subsequently able to negotiate his way to freedom.
Newport says while in captivity, Kazungufu was forced to work as a secretary for a rebel group because he speaks both French and Swahili. She says the rebels abused and tortured him.
He's now back at home with his wife, but he's going to be going back to work, and he's very keen to get back to his work.
However, she says the recovery from his injuries will be slow. Newport says there has been a history of rebel attacks on rangers in the park, which is in the Kivu region of the DRC, near Lake Kivu and the Rwandan border.
They were very much a target, if you like, of all the different kind of rebel groups operating in the area, so they were seen as an obstacle to what rebel groups wanted to achieve. So they're really incredibly brave and incredibly dedicated.
Another ranger was injured in a shooting earlier this week by unidentified armed men in the forest. Newport says rebel groups target forest rangers because they try to prevent them from poaching. The Kahuzi-Biesia National Park is home to much wildlife, including elephants, rhinos, and the rare mountain gorilla. Though Kazungufu identified his attackers as Mai Mai rebels, DRC analyst Mbwebwe Kapamba says it is difficult to tell who is responsible for the attacks on rangers. He says Mai Mai are a diverse group who were active during the DRC's civil war, and some remain active today.
Some of them are siding with the government, the power we have here in Kinshasa. Some of them are against, and it's difficult to say that it's a more heinous group.
Kapamba says there is little government control in the area, and bandits in the area often claim to be part of larger rebel movements. In the past decade, more than 100 rangers have been killed in the DRC. Poachers in the area have recently started using automatic weapons to hunt legally protected animals for their meat, tusks, and teeth. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.